You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's welcome aboard right now Bobby Carpenter, former Ohio State linebacker, star linebacker with the Buckeyes, and knows that program inward and outward, and has joined us before and does a fantastic job. Hey, Bobby, Taz in the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning,
What's
bud.
What's up, Bob?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing well, Bobby. You know, it was about 24 hours ago the news came out. Were you surprised, A, by the news, B, by the timing of the news?
Not surprised by the news. I think if you kind of looked at everything over the last 6 months, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if Urban would have stepped down over the next year or two. You know, I wouldn't say surprised, but it was just unexpected that I think it came down when it did. But if you start to look at the signing period and a lot of the different things that, you know, Urban pointed out yesterday at his press conference, with it kind of being the right time there, and it felt like he was ready to move on. He wanted to help Ryan Day solidify this signing class without anybody leaving. I think the timing then really shook out best for everyone. It was just unexpected, I think, that it happened at this point in time, given all the momentum he's had over the last couple weeks.
Hey, Bobby, what was the like your impression that you got, you know, from Meyer's presser yesterday, like regarding his future, like an overview as a whole for the press conference, but what you felt like, you know, his future as far as coaching, even though we know what he said that he's, you know, he has no intention of, I'm paraphrasing, no intention on coaching. But what was your overview feeling of the whole thing and, you know, about his future?
You know, a guy that, you know, is pretty exhausted probably by the last, you know, 4 or 5 months and everything that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I think his health is a real issue, you know, and I think that that's a big piece of it. And it's something that people kind of are underestimating a little bit, but I think there's, you know, an issue with that. I know as of a year ago that he planned on, you know, being here for the next 4 or 5 years. And, you know, just talking to different people, you know, around the staff and different things, like everybody fully anticipated him to be here for a number of years to come. And, you know, just with everything that happened, you know, the intensity of his health issues, I personally don't believe that he coaches again, at least not in the immediate future. I'm never going to try to make a statement on what somebody's going to do in four or 5 years,
sure,
you know, given the fact he's 54 years old. But I don't think this is a situation where he's going to wait for a year or two and then pop back up and take another job.
Bobby, how hard do you think it was for Meyer to leave Ohio State?
Yeah, I think it was very hard because, you know, he's an Ohio guy, and, you know, he's from Ashtabula, Ohio. He grew up, you know, he's a Buckeye fan. He grew up, this is one of his first jobs. He GA'd here under Earl Bruce. And so there's always a certain appeal to go home. The problem is, if it doesn't work out for you, then where do you go? You know, but he's been able to essentially kind of write the Disney ending to his movie. Comes back to, you know, Ohio State, you know, doesn't miss a beat after the Tressel era, you know, and really goes on an unprecedented 7-year run, going 7-0 against Michigan, national championship, a couple college football playoff appearances, 82-9. I mean, you can look at all these different things. If he wins in the Rose Bowl, he'll have won double-digit games every single year he was a head coach. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I think that it was tough for him because this was kind of, you know, his job. And so where do you go from there? I'm not really sure.
Bobby, what's the whole overall feel in Columbus that you know, he's stepping down, that he's stepping away? I mean, I would assume most people are, you know, they're going to miss him, I would assume, because of his success. And, he, you know, he's a household name, right? So, but like in Columbus, and I've been to Columbus, it's a great city, but in that area there, besides college football, like, what's the feel that he's done?
You know, it's a college football town, I mean, to say the least. It's grown
right.
a lot, but it's still, you know, it's 2 million-plus people, but, you know, Ohio State is the pro sports team. And so I think that there is a little bit of concern and sadness. Everybody likes Ryan Day, but, you know, there's – and it's like this with everything. And people want to challenge, you know, their head coaches sometimes. And the guy been here too long. Is it time to get someone younger, someone fresher? And I always bring up the point on my show. I'm like, if you can name me 3 coaches in college football right now that are better than Urban Meyer – then we can hire, then, you know, go ahead and hire one of them.
Right.
Because you know, the list probably starts and stops with Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney to have an argument. After that, I'm not sure where you would really go. So to replace a guy like that, I mean, it's going to be incredibly difficult. So, yeah, there is a sadness here of trying to figure out, we had a guy coming in that was a ready-made star as a coach with 2 national championships. Where does this program go from here?
You know, it's fair, but Bobby, I guess the transition now today is a pretty easy one because, as Gene Smith said yesterday during the press conference, you know, really, you know, nothing's going to change, you know, all that much within the program.
No, and that's one thing they talked about, having a national coaching search. And do you go after, you know, a younger hot coach? Do you find a coordinator at a big time school? And there's a number of guys that have Ohio ties. There's Luke Fickle with Cincinnati, won 10 games. Mel Tucker, the D coordinator of Georgia, who's linked to the Colorado job. You know, Matt Campbell at Iowa State, who's had a lot of success there. Like, all of those guys have ties to Ohio or had coached at Ohio State before. They're all great coaches. But the one thing that nobody else could provide was the transition process, with it being really smooth. You saw what's happened at Oklahoma with Bob Stoops to Lincoln Riley and how they're back in the college football playoff, never missing a beat. Because I think one of the things Ryan Day is going to be able to do is keep a lot of the structure in place, strength coach, director of football ops, recruiting coordinator, like all the back office stuff that nobody talks about that helps make a program run at any level, those three pieces are going to remain in place. And so I think that's why, you know, he could offer something that nobody else could.
Bobby, you know, Moose and I were talking earlier, we kind of got the feel, too, that Greg Schiano, the D.C., will stay in place, too. Did you get that feel, too? Or what's your thoughts on that if Schiano sticks around as defense coordinator?
You know, that's something Ryan Day was asked about that. I think coaching changes. He said it's going to be status quo, obviously, right, for the bowl game. And then, like he will every year, he'll evaluate. You know, I know Ryan Day's never been a head coach before. And two guys they have on the staff, and Kevin Wilson and Greg Schiano, both have been head coaches. Greg, both in college and the NFL, with especially a lot of success at Rutgers. So I would anticipate that he wants guys on his staff with coaching experience at a head level to help fill out some of the areas that he may have deficiencies in. I mean, Ryan's a very self-aware guy. He understands, you know, that he's never been a head coach. There are some unique challenges that come with it. But then again, you know, Greg Schiano essentially had the Tennessee job last year. So if there's a big-time job that comes calling this season, you know, I don't think anybody would begrudge him for him taking it as well.
You know, Bobby, the challenges, you know, aside from, but, you know, replacing a legend, and you mentioned, you know, what Meyer was able to accomplish during his 7 years as Buckeye head coach, what would be the concerns here? Because everyone speaks glowingly of Ryan Day. Do you have any concerns about him taking over this program?
Well, it's the fact that he's 38 years old. He's a couple years older than myself. I've been around Ryan, you know, since he's been here. I like him. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. He did a great job managing the team this year during training camp and then the three games that Urban was gone. But now he's got to handle this thing 365. And for someone who's never been a head coach, you know, there's just going to be natural concerns with that. It's not that he can't do it. It's if you've never seen somebody do something before, you know, it's kind of a wait-and-see society, and you want to watch somebody prove it first. And so I think those are logical concerns. Can he continue to recruit at a high level? Can he continue to evaluate and maintain an elite coaching staff? And will he be able to have the organization run the same way that Urban Meyer does, with, you know, the credo of competitive excellence and all the pressure they put on everybody to always be getting better? Like, those are questions that will only be answered with time. And when you look around, you know, a couple guys come to mind, whether it's Mark Helfrich at Oregon, who took over for Chip Kelly, or Larry Coker in the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s at Miami, who took over for Butch Davis. Like, those guys inherited some Cadillacs, and they were able to run the program for 2 or 3 years and have a ton of success. But then as soon as they had to really start running with their own recruits and the coaching staff started turning over, they began to struggle. And I'm not saying that's what will happen with Ryan Day, but that's just always a concern of the unknown of how is this guy going to operate as a head coach.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Ryan Day can, you know, get that recruiting locked in on both sides of the ball, meaning the defensive side of the ball, because he's, you know, that's not his realm, right? So the thing is, I was saying this yesterday, Bob, like, I do think, I want to see what you think, man. I'd love to know what you think. As far as recruits, that's some of the kids, you know, that are committed now, like seniors or some of the rising juniors that are verbaled, you know, to Ohio State. Now, I don't think, just because Herbert Meyer's leaving, I don't think that they'll have those recruits decommit because Meyer's leaving. And please, peek on your expertise on this, because I would assume that most of those recruits, especially the offensive kids, know Ryan Day already.
And so that goes with the consistency piece. Like, they weren't going to have to try to salvage a recruiting class.
There you go.
There may be a kid or two that, you know, defects and goes somewhere else, but part of the reason was with the new rules, there's this early signing period. And if a coach leaves after that, whether he's fired or moves on to another job, a kid is allowed out of his letter of intent and can open up his recruiting again. And I think that's a great rule.
I do too.
But Urban, Yeah, they wanted to go and get ahead of this thing, let the kids know this is where we're at, and be forthright and honest with them. And I, like you said, the kids, they commit not only to the head coach, but it's to the school, to the coordinator, to the position coach,
that's right,
to the program. And so Urban's at the top. You know, the reality is, you know, it's like any company. If a CEO leaves, the amount of people that have close contact with him all the time is very little. Most of the time you're talking about your direct report, which in, you know, college football is your position coach and your strength coach. And so while those things are all going to stay in place, sure, guys want to play for Hall of Fame coach and Urban Meyer, but they've already known Ryan Day. He's a known quantity to them. And so, you know, while they may look a little bit, this isn't some huge shockwave, I think, that's going to destroy what it's a pretty talented recruiting class already.
We're talking to Bobby Carpenter, a former Ohio State linebacker, on the news that came out of Columbus yesterday. Urban Meyer is hiring as Buckeye head coach after the Rose Bowl. Ryan Day taking over that program, new five-year contract for Day. Bobby, do you think, you mentioned you don't think Urban's going to coach again, but you never say never. He's only 54 years of age. We've seen other guys. Do you think Urban Meyer has any interest in coaching the NFL?
Yeah, I think there's always probably that level of intrigue for coaches where can you do it at the highest level and what success would you have with it? You know, I think Urban Meyer's probably looked around with the way, one of the things that makes him great is the way he runs his program. And I don't know if you can run a program like that at the NFL level. So while there may be some intrigue there, and we also saw Nick Saban go to the NFL, and you know, you can be good, but it's tough to consistently be great. You know, you saw Chip Kelly go there. He was good for a couple of years, but just to be able to be consistently great is tough because you don't have the same level of control. And, you know, in college, when you're good, being good perpetuates being good because you get better players.
Sure.
It's easier to recruit. All those things work. In the NFL, it works against you. You know, if guys play better, you have to pay them more. You have to cut other guys. You draft lower. And so it's much tougher to remain you know, competitive at a really high level for a long period of time. So, you know, while it may be intriguing, part of the reason he stepped down is because of his health. And I don't know. I think there's probably more pressure coaching in the NFL than there even is in college.
Well, that's fair. I guess. But the other issue, Bobby, is do you think he could communicate with the NFL athlete, like the way, and adjust his communication style, Bobby, because you played in the pros, you know, coaches communicate differently as compared to the college coach. Was an issue for Saban when he went to Miami. What about Meyer's personality?
Yeah, and that was kind of all part of when I was talking about the program, you know, how you try to develop guys, you know, the pressures you place upon them. You talk to an 18-year-old much differently than you talk to a 28-year-old. And so, you know, while I think guys can do that, and coaches can adjust, it's not really what they want to do, and they don't feel as confident because that's not the way they've always done it. So, you know, it's kind of inherent in your DNA. You're going to coach a certain way, and sometimes that's a better fit for college than the NFL, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Hey, Bobby, what about TV, man? He was in TV, you know, doing TV. I'm thinking he might end up in a studio, you know, just being an analyst. He did a good job of that in the past. I mean, you think that happens for him?
I could see it down the road. I know. After listening to him yesterday and kind of, you know, sitting there talking with him
right,
a little bit, he's going to stay in Columbus. You know, he lives up on Muirfield Golf Course where they play the Memorial.
Nice.
He wants to become a pretty good golfer. He's going to stay involved in the athletic department. And, you know, Ryan Day was a GA for him at Florida. You know, and then, you know, about a decade later, Urban brings him in to be his coordinator. Like, you know, he's essentially, you know, his hand-picked protege. And part of your legacy is having the success not only of players and your record, but also the guys that are in your coaching tree. So I know Urban's going to want to be around and be a great resource for Ryan Day for, you know, at least as long as Ryan Day needs or wants him.
Gotcha.
Hey, Bobby, I give you credit. Our understanding, you're taking your kids to school. I got three young boys at home. I can't talk to anybody on the phone when my kids are out. So we appreciate the time. We know it's a busy morning for you. And I give you credit for being able to do an interview as you're taking your kids to school, brother.
Well, Taz Moose, I appreciate it, gentlemen. Yeah, I've got three boys and a girl, so it's a full hand.
Oh, four.
Man.
Look at you. Wait, did you go? Did he get, is the girl the fourth?
No, she's the second, man. I mean, I had three brothers growing up, always kind of wanted to have four kids, and God bless me with four of them. So now I'm in the same boat as my parents, so payback is the son of a gun.
Well, God bless, and we appreciate the time. All right, Bobby?
See you, Bobby. Take care. Thanks,
you too, gentlemen.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.